Welcome to Cumberland County Historical Society's history podcast called History is a Riot. I'm here with Sam, who is interning at Cumberland County Historical Society. So, Sam, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Hi, glad to be here. So, I am a junior at Dickinson College, originally from Lexington, Kentucky. I'm a history and educational studies major. I found out about the Historical Society through a methods class at Dickinson, and then discovered the possibility of interning here through my advisor.
So what have you been doing for your internship?
So I've been working with the United States Colored Troops Grave Registry. So a number of colored troops after the Civil War ended up in Cumberland County, and we know that because their graves are here. So what I've been doing is looking through census reports, pension, other forms of data that we might have about them, writing biographies, and then putting that data into the Gardner Digital Library United States Colored Troops section.
So how have you found doing the research? Is it interesting? Is it tedious? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's really interesting. What I found is that, you know, some people have a lot more information than others. I, before doing this, had no idea how much of a benefit pension reports were, because they make you write down everything about the person.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been interesting seeing what documents do give you a lot of data and what documents, you know, provide the foundation for something where you have to go look more. So
have you found anything interesting in some of those pension documents? Because you're right, they are incredibly detailed if you are lucky enough to have one in the file.
Yeah.
Is there anything fun you found?
There was one, I can't remember the name of the person, but he was injured. He was a color bearer. And he was crossing a bridge, and somehow the flag came loose, and he was injured pretty severely trying to go after the flag and get it. So,
oh, wow.
Not really a heroic story, but kind of an interesting thing to read in the pension file.
It's kind of heroic if you think about the way that those flags kind of, what they represented. The idea of trying to save it at all costs is, it's visually impactful when you think about it.
Definitely. You know, I kind of just imagine him like running around the bridge, kind of chasing after the flag. So.
So is there anything that's piqued your interest through this internship in terms of public history or continuing to do research? What are your plans after graduation, do you know?
So I'd like to continue working in a museum or public history environment. I think one of the really things that this internship has made me realize is that every community has their own history. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff there. Thinking about the connection between United States Colored Troops and Cumberland County has been really interesting because it shows the depth of which a community can connect to these larger historical issues, like the Civil War, and kind of how a community's history is also the nation's history.
Yeah, there's a lot of representation within a small community that you can look at this microcosm of history and just how much it can be very much representative of what's happening, you know, across the nation. And I think you get a good grasp of that when you start to look at Cumberland County as a whole and how much it has changed over time. And the USCT project it's fascinating going through those records. How many USCT do you have, do you know, that you've been going through?
I know kind of the last check I had, I think I've done around 18 to 20 biographies of these people, but there's a lot of more files that we have. So I've been primarily working at the Union Cemetery, but I know that we have soldiers who are buried in the Lincoln Cemetery, over in Shippensburg, mm-hmm. over in Newton. So there's, you know, my work is just a small part of the project.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done, but it'll be really exciting to see when all your biographies are online and all of those soldiers' biographies are on there and we have a good understanding of those who served in the Civil War. It'll be really neat. So thank you for the work that you're doing. It's fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.